Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. I really appreciate you taking the time to meet with me every morning and or every afternoon, whenever you listen to these, and just look at Scripture. If these are a blessing to you, or if you get anything out of these, forward them on, pass them on to a family or friend. And again, just a privilege to meet with you. Genesis 15, 1 through 5, that's our passage today. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield and your very great reward. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me since I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir, your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look toward the heavens and number the stars, if you're able to count them. And then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. Sometimes doubt follows great victories. You ever had that happen? That's what happened to Abraham. In this passage, his name is still Abram. Following a triumph, it seemed his mind was filled with doubts. Perhaps Abraham thought his adversary would recruit allies and return to fight in greater numbers. We don't know. But God addressed Abraham's anxiety. He said, Fear not, I am your shield, your very great reward. Abraham responded with a series of questions by addressing God as Adonai Yahweh, translated, O Lord God. The name Adonai means Lord or Master. It describes God as the one to whom I surrender my life. God is my master, I am his servant. He is the authority over my life. I relinquish my desires and dreams, and I submit my life to him. However, even as Abraham addressed God as Adonai, he still had concerns. He and his wife were old, had no children. His servant was in line to be the heir of his household. But God had other plans. Abraham would have a son and numerous descendants. Adonai, his master, was in charge. So what do you need to surrender to God, your Adonai, your master? Is there a distracting desire that keeps you from following hard after him? Is there a sin that keeps you from conceding God's authority in your life? Is there an unfulfilled dream that has caused you to lose patience with him? What keeps filling your mind with fear and dread? Your master has great plans for you. Hand over the controls. Say with the psalmist, You are my Adonai. You are my Lord. You are my master. Apart from you, I have no good thing. Dear Lord, I have many dreams and desires. There are so many things I want to happen on my terms and in my time frame. Too often, my impatience leads to worry and distress. Today, I acknowledge you as my Lord and Master. I hand over the controls of my life. You lead, I'll follow. Let's walk together on your terms and your timetable, not mine. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.